The Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl is a production of Longfellow Entertainment. Hi everyone, welcome to the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl, and I am that brown girl. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. We are going to have a wonderful, wonderful conversation, you and I. We're going to talk about our intentions. That is the word of this beautiful Wednesday, a word for us to meditate on and to help us be able to have a successful journey using our crystals. As you already know, this season on the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl, we have been discussing the wonderful, wonderful world of crystals and how they can be used as wonderful guides on our spiritual journey here on this planet titled Earth. And last week we discussed different ways in which we can cleanse our crystals. We discussed using smudging, we discussed sage, we discussed using crystal quartz or selenite, we discussed using the moonlight to cleanse our crystals, we discussed burying or using nature in order to cleanse our crystals, and we also lightly touched on the topic of intentions. So I thought it would be a great idea to really dive into how we can use our intentions to cleanse our crystals. So when I say intentions, what am I talking about? What I am speaking of when I say that we can use our intentions to cleanse our crystals is that crystals come in touch with many different energies and hands before they arrive to be our best friend, in so many words. So there have been other energies and intentions, dreams and hopes attached to these crystals. And they could be positive or they could be negative or not useful for us at all. So what do we need to do? We need to cleanse our crystals, and we can use the method of intentions. What are your intentions? Do you have intentions when it comes to crystals? What is it that you would like to have manifest or made manifest in your life? When I first opened this discussion or this conversation about crystals, I talked about my own journey. I talked about how it was important for me to use the crystals as a way to protect my spiritual or my psychic energy. And I was placed under attack by a psychic force, and it was a negative force that created chaos in my subconscious, created chaos during my REM sleep. So I use black tourmaline to aid in protecting me against this negative energy, the spirit of chaos or the spirit of evil, to protect me from that, protect me from the attacks, to build a protective wall around my psychic energy. And the way I was able to do that is through intentions. So what I did was I held my tourmaline, my black tourmaline in my hand. And as I felt the energy and the warmth of that tourmaline, I told the tourmaline and I spoke into it and I said, I'm using you as a protective barrier against evil energy in my life. That is how you speak intentions into your crystal and how you cleanse your crystals or cleanse them of previous intentions and previous energies that may have enveloped it. And by me speaking my intention into my piece of black tourmaline, I was able to let that tourmaline crystal know that I wanted to work with it. I wanted it to know that as we began this journey together, that I was going to do everything in my power to protect myself from negative forces or negative energy, which meant that I removed myself from the social media group where there was a member who was enacting psychic war against its members. I removed myself from that group. I then began to look at ways to be able to remove that psychic curse from my life. And then when I decided to purchase my very first crystal, which was the black tourmaline, I wanted to let the tourmaline know what my intentions for it was and what I wanted it to do for me. So I put a lot of things in place to be able to protect myself from this psychic energy that was disrupting my life and bringing chaos into it. And that is what you will do when you begin to really incorporate crystals into your life. Cleanse them by speaking your intentions to them. Yet put yourself into a very calm and peaceful state. Find a place in your home that is calm, that is peaceful, where you can allow yourself to meditate and really think clearly of what your intentions are for the crystal. If it's love that you're looking for, be specific about it. If you have a rose quartz, and rose quartz, what it does is it helps to bring a lot of love and kindness and peacefulness into your place, into your realm. When you have that rose quartz in your hand, in that special place in your home, and you a place of meditation where you can think clearly, where you can hear your third eye, where you can see with your third eye, but that inner voice of your consciousness is able to speak clearly to you, say to the rose quartz, I am looking for love. I am looking for a love that is going to envelop me. It's going to be kind to me. It's going to love me freely. I'm looking for a love that is honest and pure. I'm looking for a long-suffering love. I'm looking for a love that endures. Be specific about what it is and what your intentions are for the rose quartz, so that as you wear the rose quartz on your physical presence, the people that become attracted to you and that you are attracted to will manifest the intentions of the rose quartz. Just like with the black tourmaline, I wanted the black tourmaline to build a wall around me, a shield to protect me from chaos, from evil, from negative energy. So as I put in place the different things that I needed to do on my end to rid myself of chaos and evil, I made sure that when I wore my tourmaline, or before I wore it, I let it know that I want it and I want to work with it in cooperation with it in building that wall and building that psychic barrier between me and evil, between me and chaos, and to bring in positivity and to repel any type of darkness that could possibly touch my life. Those were my intentions. So whenever I wore my tourmaline, which was basically all the time, that black tourmaline necklace, I wore it 24/7. That was my goal. Those were my intentions. And those intentions were indeed manifest. Now, you hear a lot of talk today about manifestation, manifesting your dreams. We use this word manifesting so much that, as usual, we lose the concept of manifestation. We lose what the definition truly is to a spiritual person. Manifesting means that you have a dream or you have a goal, but you are working. Not only you are working in concert with the universe to make it happen. That is how we manifest things. It just does not, it doesn't work like, I want to lose weight. Okay, for instance, I want to lose weight. In order for me to lose weight, I got to do the things that's going to make losing weight a reality. I can't just say it and it'll happen. And that is the concept that I feel that a lot of people have around manifestation. Yes, things that we want and we desire has already occurred in the universe. I believe this, but we cannot be able to obtain it, to reach out and grab it, if we do not build that ladder to make that happen. Right? We have to work towards making it a reality, making it come to life for us. So when we use manifestations, manifesting our dreams, when we talk about intentions and using crystals to elicit help from the universe to make those intentions manifest, we have to work with it. We have to work in concert with our goals if we want those goals to happen and become a surety in our world. Intentions and crystals are such a wonderful aspect that the universe has provided us, because crystals can be very, very beautiful. I have many crystals in my collection. I am in love with hematite because of that beautiful, beautiful silvery look. I love amethyst. I of course love my black tourmaline, obsidian, lapis lazuli. I love the blues of the lapis. It's just so beautiful, and it's created by the chemicals and the minerals of the earth and the right combinations coupled with water and time that brings these beautiful crystals to life. But while we are admiring the beauty of our crystals, crystals are also a reflection of our souls, of our inner state, our inner being. And if we want those crystals to continue to be beautiful and continue to work with us, then we have to make sure that our intentions are just as beautiful and pure and imbued with the beauty of the universe that comes from us to it. We have to remember that our bodies is one big crystal in itself, because we're made up of many minerals. We're made up of the earth, and crystals are a part of us. So when we hold the crystal in our hand and we speak our intentions to it, and we cleanse the negative energies from those crystals, and we begin to work with it, and in our everyday life, we smudge, we pray, we chant, we become a more beautiful spiritual person connected to the universe, we will begin to see that crystals are a wonderful, wonderful tool to help us along our way on our spiritual journey in this human physical existence on this planet that we call Earth. So make sure that your intentions are specific. Make sure that you are working in concert with your intentions in your everyday life. Now, yes, we do fall short because we are human, right? Yes. There are going to be days that we don't necessarily work in concert with our intentions. But we want to make sure that once we realize this and we get back on track, that we continue to walk that walk, talk that talk, and become the person or work in concert to make the things that we want to occur, to make our goals realized or manifested. And that is how you cleanse your crystals with your intentions. Thank you so much for enjoying this discussion with me about crystals this season. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to you would like to talk to me about, or you would like to address, or you would like me to discuss in future episodes of the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl, do not hesitate to drop me an email at tdwrites@outlook.com. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time on the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl. Bye-bye.